Dr. Joe Pat. I'm a research entomologist with the United States Department of Agriculture, Agriculture Research Service Laboratory in Fort Pierce, Florida. Photonic fence is a multimodal system that uses several different types of light in order to detect, track, identify, and if desired, kill specific target insect species in flight.
I believe you have set up recently a 10-foot tall by 100-foot long fence and run a test on mosquitoes.
Yes, we've set this up at our research laboratory in Fort Pierce in conjunction with engineers from Intellectual Ventures Laboratory and Photonic Sentry in Bellevue, Washington.
Tell us what your results were with tracking these 1,000 mosquitoes.
This first test run was successful in a number of ways. Importantly, the system was able to track the insects across its entire length and width. So the whole system was operational across the test range area. Secondly, it was able to show fluctuations in activity levels with the mosquitoes as people entered and left the screenhouse. So when there were people in the screenhouse, the numbers of mosquitoes that were active increased. When they left, it decreased. It was able to pick that up. The engineers tracked and tested the tracking system for 4 hours, and then they turned on the lethal laser mode and for 2 hours. And during that time period, the numbers of mosquitoes detected decreased. They decreased significantly. This was being an initial test. We weren't doing a quantitative test. It was more of a qualitative test.
How could this apply then to psyllids in a grove?
Probably the initial tests would be done with nurseries and propagation structures, but it is also envisioned to be able to protect the perimeters of citrus groves. Our test units are operational at a distance of 100 feet, but that's just for testing purposes. These units are capable of operating over a distance of 300 feet, and that will, when the units are available commercially, that will be the operation unit, 100 feet long.
And the laser actually detects and kills individual insects. It's not a wall.
There's several modalities. There's a bank of infrared diodes that are emitting infrared light. And so, in a sense, there's a wall of infrared light. And as insects cross that, they cast a silhouette that the system can detect. And then the system looks at that silhouette. It looks at its size, its outline, its speed, and then compares that to other insects in the database. And most importantly, it looks at its wing beat frequency. That's the clincher. So it takes all that information and then says, this is a target insect or it's not a target insect. If it is a target insect, then the laser mode, the lethal laser mode, is emitted.
And I believe you said there could be availability by 2019, about a year from now, possibly for commercial use in groves against psyllids?
Jeremy Salazin, who is the business developer for the company, told me that they are hoping to have commercial units available in 2019.
You addressed cost a little bit, not mentioning dollars, but how it could be paid for.
It's expected that growers would have an initial high upfront cost, but the hardware is expected to be durable over a length of 10 years with very little maintenance. The systems will be operated by solar panels, so there'll not have to be any hard installation of electrical power sources, lines and that sort of thing. So the cost would be amortized over a 10-year period.
Would this accent the use of insecticides? You don't envision it replacing insecticides and other means of control, or do you?
Well, perhaps in a cup system or in a propagation structure, it may result in a dramatic decrease of the use of insecticides. For a grove, it's going to be functional as a perimeter protection. And we do know that psyllids aggregate along the perimeters of groves, especially in certain directions, based on the time of year, wind speed, the aspect, that sort of thing. So it does have the potential to decrease the necessity for the amount of, or frequency of sprays. And since the system is able to detect the numbers of psyllids entering the system in real time, that will be a tremendous asset to the grower to help them understand when exactly they need to spray. We won't be dependent so much on yellow sticky cards and tapping, sampling, and that sort of thing. It'll be more precise.
You're looking for some 2 to 4 grower cooperators to work with you on this.
Yes. And to do the beta units. So right now the alpha units are operational within the screenhouse, and we will be testing them again, mosquitoes and psyllids coming into the screenhouse, and then we will have small outside blocks, but those will only be 50 feet on a side. So the next set of tests will be done with photonic fence units that are operational at a 300-foot long range.
Any thoughts you had that we didn't already discuss?
I think that this will be an important tool for surveillance, for ports of entry, also potentially for packing houses and systems like that, in addition to propagation areas. And it will also be an important tool for resets.
For Southeast AgNet, I'm Ernie Neff.